a previously broadcast program.
Lady D presents to you Black and White, The Return. Started on December 31st, New Year's Eve. And this year is the Dubai edition.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa Claus is on his way. He's bringing lots of toys for them. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the hills we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight! Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh!
And mistletoe
and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if I met a man who lives in Port of Spain, and he was a heading for San Fernando and some homemade pumpkin pie. From San Fernando, folks are traveling up to Maracas Bay for sure.
This is Caribbean Vibes.
Shiny nose, and if you ever saw.
Santa came to say, ho, 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 Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history.
This is Caribbean Vibes.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a
Hey, Montreal and the world at large. Welcome to a special broadcast from the members of West Indian Rhythms. And just want to say thank you. Thank you to the host of the program that comes on before us. And he says he'll take a break this week and let us have it. Have the time so we can wish our fellow West Indians Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. So, what's new? What's new? I'm trying to figure out. It's Christmas. But all you people who've been crying out for snow last night, I hope you got your share. Oh, my God. I have a temper in the front of my house. And I think it's only the grace of the big man up there that kept it alive. I did not sleep last night. I'll be honest with you. If I slept 2 hours, I did a lot. Because the noise it made and the rocking of the temple. But, you know, I have to say, whosoever made these temple thing did a great job. Did a great job. So what are you doing on a day like this? Because driving out, you have to be really and truly and truly, truly be careful. Because I did a little driving, running to various places. I won't say where because I have two mama man listening who is going to tease me. I won't tell you who it is, but they're going to tease me. Because I have this habit of teasing them about going to the store and all that. So I won't tell you who it is, but some people may know. So I went out this morning, ran a few errands, and the road wasn't bad, in the side roads, yes. But the main roads, you know, you have to be careful. Be very careful of the kamikaze idiots who are coming down the road without any, you know, I don't know. They're not thinking. I'm convinced of that now. They're not thinking. My DJ is not here. He's off to beautiful St. Vincent. So I'm going to be feeling my way around this here music. And I hope you'll stick with me until 7 o'clock. There goes my phone. The studio is calling me. Hold on there, people. Hello? Yes. Hello? I'm on the air. I'm on the air. I can't talk now. Send it to me. Email it to me. No, email it to me. All right. My God, folks, you have to bear with me. This is what's up. Obviously, the person wasn't listening, but sorry about that, all right? These things do happen. He wanted me to send a shout out, which I will, because this is what the station is all about. We believe in serving John Public. And we've been doing that for 30 years or more. So, you know, whatever you do within reason with the station, you donate your money, whatever you do, we're going to serve you. Any other program, I hope they don't have programmers who won't send a shout out or whatever to people. But we do that here on West Indian Rhythms and most of the Caribbean shows, for sure, we do that. Yes, so I was telling you about the wind last night, and it frightened me. I'm not lying. I lived here in, nearly 45 years, if not more. And I've never seen it like that. Never seen the wind like that. But I guess I was kind of lucky because I had a lot of snow on top of the temple. And that sort of helped. But the wind still ended up blowing that snow off the temple top. So I said, wow. Very well made. The people, I heard it's a farmer somewhere up in Lachute there who developed this temple. Because you see what he does, once it's covered, it has a tail at the sides that you, once the snow falls on top, if the snow comes from off the roof, it goes on top of the tail. So that helps to keep it down. So, yeah, it was scary. I couldn't fall asleep, and I'm dead tired now. So if I fall asleep on you guys, please bear with me. That's the reason why. So Christmas is here again. Imagine that. What does Christmas mean to you? And anyone out there who want to call me? I won't open the Zoom as yet, not before 4 o'clock anyway. But you can call me on this number, 514-947-2558. And tell me a little bit about the Christmas in your country. For me, Christmas in my country, great, great, great time. But I'll let you guys do the talking. Somebody from Montserrat. St. Vincent, Grenada, anywhere in the Caribbean, want to call me and tell me what Christmas meant to you and what did you do and so forth, because, you know, Christmas here can be very difficult. What I hate to see is whenever if the weather was better and you're driving, you'd see someone asking for money, you know. I pulled up into a parking lot. Even if they're fooling me, it's okay. For a few bucks, I'm not going. And this guy just walked up to me while I'm sitting in the car getting my papers to go in the hardware store. And he just said, "Sir, I'm sorry to do this, but my kids are hungry. I haven't been able to feed them, but you know what bothers me when I see a sign like that, when I see a person like that? I see so many signs around looking for people to be hired, but me, I'm not going to question it. He would like to buy something good for them for Christmas. So I had one handful of change that I had in between my... So I took it up and I gave it to him, but he was so polite. He said, "Sir, I thank you. Have a Merry Christmas." And I'm going to try to have one also. Some people say they don't give these people money because some of them are rich and so forth. I tend to agree with you. But It's hard for me not to say no, because throughout my life, people has been good to me. It's a village that grew me. Lost parents at the tender age of 8. But her friends and my uncle never turned his back on us. And my uncle always say, it's always good to give. And if somebody is begging and it's a trick, it's not you they're fooling, it's themselves. So I've lived by that all my life, and I have no regrets. It's 27 minutes past the hour of 2 p.m. I want to say hello to all the staff and members of CKUT. They work really hard. Now they're kind of smoothing it out. We get into the part where everybody's, you know, we can take it easy, and this stuff, you know, they've gotten it down pat. They know what they're doing. There's one guy there that I harass all the time. If something goes wrong, the first person I think of, hey, Spencer. I'm sure he hears that name all the time, everywhere he goes. But he's a beautiful person, beautiful human being. Very pleasant, even though you're bothering him. Like, I have one called Tough on my side for years. I've been bothering Tough. Tough, do you know how to fix this? Do you know how to do this? I don't know how that guy doesn't get tired of me. But those are young people who are great, growing up with great attitudes. And I love that. Yes. So shall we continue with the music? I'm tired and lazy, folks, so bear with me, all right? Hello, Emma. I don't know what that means. I don't know if the person from the radio station was asking me to send this out. Could you make this clearer for me? I would like to know who I'm talking to. Yes, so I'm going to dedicate a song to all you lazy bones who are laying in bed now, doing nothing, and saying it's Saturday and I'm in bed and I'm not going to get out of it. So I'm going to send this song to all you lazy bones. You hear Stretch talking? Stretch sitting in a chair here talking to you guys, you know. Frank Sinatra.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stop.
What did he say? What did he say?
The lights are turned way down low.
Let it snow,
let it snow, let it snow.
Bublé. Sorry, I got that mixed up. But who gave him permission to make this type of songs? Anyway, start it back from the top, Stretch, and shut up, all right? Let it snow. Leave my tempo alone.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping. And I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, oh, let it snow. And my dear, I'm still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, 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 let it snow.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
And since we've no place to
I'm
go,
just reminding you, all
let
right?
Let it snow, let it snow.
You have nowhere to go. I know a little walk foot one, she will find places to go, but not in this kind of weather, all right? Once again, a pleasant, pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal and the world at large. My name is Howard Carr. been hosting this program here for the past 30 years or so. And we like to stick around with the people of this city of Montreal. I want to say hello to my friend Ian, all the way in New York. Thank you, Ian, for logging on. Let it snow, Ian. Believe you me, it's snowing up here, boy. He says he saw it on the TV. So, Montreal, what's new? I tell you, I don't know. I'm just tired. You know, I opened, this lady said I should have acknowledged my opening singer. And I should have. Mighty Sparrow. You know, it's frightening to see what's happening to a lot of our entertainers at the moment. We have two in Jamaica. A good friend, Freddie McGregor. Knew that guy when he was like about 3-4 years. He must have been 4 or 5 the most. He came to a theater in Maypen along with Peter and Ernest. Ernest just died the other day. All right, I'm going to play this song for you, Mary, all right?
And as we trim the tree, how much fun.
I'm going to shut up for a minute or two and let you enjoy your music. These are the songs you requested. How is Ottawa, by the way, and the wind?
Through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Shake a hand now.
child is born. I'm telling you, I certainly love this. A ray of hope. Aye. La da da la da. A child is had to end the session with one off.
Have yourself.
No more. They'll kill me. Okay, Frankie boy, you're already gone on, and I'm not ready yet, so no more is have yourself a Merry Christmas and let it snow and all that. Not my fault, folks. You know, I was to go by my friend Ian last night and Colin and... But the snow, oh my God, the wind, I'm not lying, I was scared, okay? Want to say hello to Ian all the way in Brooklyn, New York. Thank you for joining. Big radio man in Brooklyn. Good friend of mine for umpteen years from out of Trinidad and Tobago. As a matter of fact, he was the first person to ever interview me in Trinidad. The Goose. Very nice guy. Yes, the person was saying I should talk more about Sparrow. But what can I say? Sparrow was always one of my favorite singer, entertainer that I've met coming out of the Caribbean. I had the good luck of meeting Sparrow in 1966 or 65 when he came to Jamaica to work with Byron Lee and his Dragonaires. We were the opening band for him and his orchestra. He had a whole orchestra with him, folks. And he had two guys that sat up front on the stage with him. One played the tenor and one played the alto sax. And whatever Sparrow said, they would play it back in harmony. I never seen anything like that. And we met Sparrow, and because we were the opening band for him for the first, I think it was 5 weeks, between Montego Bay, Ocheria, Port Antonio, because we used to do the hotel scenes, which was very interesting. You see, like around Christmas Eve was a big thing. I don't know if it's still big in Jamaica. Somebody call me and tell me, please. But Christmas Eve in Jamaica and New Year's Eve was when you made money being in a band. And it wasn't a money thing for us, you know. We just enjoyed being in a band. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm saying it right, but that's how it was. We just enjoyed. We loved our company. And at when I get on my regular hours between 4 and 5, I'm going to get my drummer, because he has a memory like, he remembers everything, what we used to do and so forth and so forth. So between 4 and 5, stick around for Mr. Sidney Brown is his name, and we'll chat forever, and you will get mad and close down the station. No. Anyway, I wanna big up Daddy Ghost. That's my hairstylist, folks.
Okay, what we want for the Christmas.
Hey! Hey!
Spider!
Must buy a pig for this
Spider, senorita!
Spider! Last day for the Christmas, he's gone home.
Save the pork now, no bone, you ain't eating. And I believe that, you know. Anyway, I have a young lady on the phone. Hello, Rena. Hello. Why is it? Hello. Why am I not? The phone is up. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Turn down your phone. Turn down your radio a bit there for me. All right?
Hello?
Hello? You hearing me? Hello. Let me try something else. Hello? Hello? I guess she isn't hearing me. I don't understand it. The phone is up.
Power on. Connected.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to do it another way. You hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
All right. Don't sound so mad. You're mad?
No, I'm not mad. I'm good.
Yeah, oh, you're just tired. All right. So tell me what's happening at the Jamaica Association.
It's Literate and Friends probably presenting 11th annual New Year's affair. It's actually December the 31st. Balloon drop at midnight. And we have DJ Tony, DJ Thomas, DJ Fiety. We have a surprise DJ. Ticket only $30. More at the door. Dress to impress. Prize for best dressed couple. But we're going to have prize for surprises. Lots of surprises is going to be there. Finger food will be served. Champagne will be served too.
Okay. What are you looking forward to? Will there be dropping of the balloons and all that thing?
Yeah, balloon drop at midnight. And Bring your friends, because we're going to have a photo booth where you're going to take the picture and you get it back the same time.
All right, my dear. So New Year's Eve night, Jamaica Association. Lots of giveaways and so forth and so forth. It will be a party. Looking forward to that. So go ahead.
It's going to be an event you never forget.
No, eh? All right. So we'll see. Jamaica Association, New Year's Eve night. Check it out. Tickets are...
$30. $30 for a ticket. More at the door.
And host of DJs, right?
Yeah, DJ Tony, DJ Fire T, DJ Thomas. We have a surprise DJ. We have the cameraman there. So it's going to be so much surprise.
All right, my dear. I thank you for dropping by. And
and Merry Christmas to all the Montrealers. Stay blessed.
All right, my dear. You too,
share the love.
You too. Stay blessed and have a very wonderful Christmas. All right?
You too, Stretch. Thank you very much. God bless.
God bless you too. Be safe, all right? From the Jamaica Association, they're going to have a New Year's Eve party. And
this 4065 Gentle and West is the place to be December 31st. Don't miss it.
Come again. Give the address again. I realize you didn't give the address.
Yeah, 4065 Gentle and West.
All right, my dear.
Jamaica Association.
All right.
You don't want to miss this one.
Good. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, Jamaica Association. Check it out. It's going to be nice. It's always nice there on New Year's Eve night, I was told. And have fun. Have fun, but please be safe in whatever you do, whether you're driving or what. Be careful. Be careful, all right? Everything is out there. Seems to be in our way these days. All right, so we're going to get back to Daddy Ghosts and... He says he doesn't eat anything with bone, or he eats it with bone, whatever he does with bone. Sometime when I go to cut my hair, my stylist is in my head telling me all kind of things, and he has to bust a song or two, you know. He writes his own song. So I always, I don't grudge people, but I envy him a little bit because I say, I wish I could do that. So this is Daddy Ghost one more time, all right?
Everything is poor.
Baila!
Must buy a pig for this.
Baila, senorita!
Baila, baila! Last day for the Christmas, Elise gone home. She spent so much time in Paris alone. She cooking up a Christmas island. I say if the folk don't have no bone, I don't want none. Woman, if the folk don't have no bone, daddy ain't eating. I choke and I drink in all the rum, daddy ain't eating.
Cooking up Papa Christmas, I know. I say if the poor don't have no bone, I don't want none. Woman, if the poor don't have no bone, daddy ain't eating. I drunk and I drinking all the rum, daddy ain't eating. I hungry and if me belly hurting, I ain't eating. I tell if the poor don't have no bone, daddy ain't eating. No, daddy not eating that. Daddy not eating that. If the poor don't have no fat, daddy not eating that.
Yes, go save the bone. No have no fat. You ain't eating that. What may I say? Go see, kill me, yes, boy. I wish. Oh, God. Just a minute. Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you folks. And I'm trying to get fulfill a request here. We'll see how it goes here. Let me... God, I tell you, it's not easy. What time is it now? What time is it now? It's now 2:59 in the evening hours, special broadcast of West Indian Rhythms. We wouldn't say alone. It's all for the station. And we're just gonna fool around. Let me play this. I see Crazy, he had sent me this a while back. Let me see what it is all about.
Hey,
a little bit of para.
This is Uncle Errol alongside King Crazy and Marley Palmer.
Well, this is Marley Palmer. This is Uncle Crazy to all the beautiful children out there.
Yeah.
Surprise. What Santa saw brought tears to his eyes. Reindeer gone,
yes.
Bobsled gone. Tell me what is going on. Santa crying, Santa crying, Santa crying, Santa crying. Knapsack gone, mail bag gone. Never see things so. Since I born, Santa crying, Santa crying. He came all the way from the North Pole in T&T to do his Santa role, while bearing gifts for all the little children to celebrate in the Utile well. It was time for glad tidings and good cheer, ideal time for everybody to share. But in this land we call Trinidad, he came here, oh what a shock Santa had. Reindeer gone,
yes.
Bobsled gone. Tell me what is going on.